And Marie, I'll start with you. Could you just give our listeners a sense of the range of businesses that received awards?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you just mentioned, there's definitely been lots of coverage and lots of people, you know, celebrating. It is a truly remarkable evening. The energy in that room with all of these businesses, we had 57 nominations this year, which was a record-breaking year for us, another record-breaking year, which is incredible. But we gave away 10 awards, ranging from Opportunity Seeker, Boundary Pusher, Service Star. You know, there's quite a list. But we recognized Alpha's Supplements, Stella's Brasserie, Downtown, the restaurant that they've just redone, Always in Vogue, the Newfoundland Embassy Pub, Land and Sea Pets, as Chad's about to tell you, Jack Digital Marketing, Diversity NL, St. John's Fish Exchange, Wedgwood Insurance, NLCU. I mean, it's a range. We celebrated businesses that are relatively new, like Chad is about to share with you, to, you know, if you think of an Always in Vogue or Wedgwood Insurance, businesses that have been around for decades.
Thank you for that little synopsis, Anne-Marie. And Chadwick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about your business. I know a little bit myself, but I'm curious to know more. And what did it feel like receiving the Business Builder Award?
Well, so I started this business about 3 years ago. I was out fishing with my dad, and we were cleaning our catch, and you know, we saw the cod waste in the bay there. And you know, I've got two dogs, and it hit me pretty hard there that, you know, that's protein and collagen that I could use for them. And I immediately started designing up what I wanted to do. You know, this was during the pandemic, so I had some time on my hands and some skills I wanted to dig into. And so, yeah, I went ahead and started building a plastic company, small batch handmade, and made it retail, you know, focus. So my goal was to get Newfoundland products, you know, into stores across Canada. You know, a lot of the cod protein, marine protein was being imported about, you know, the province. So, and then the award show was kind of surreal. I guess everyone said that we didn't think about winning, and but I was doing it more as like a thank you to my parents. Like, you know, we're just working hard every day. And I thought, you know what, let's go to this gala and, you know, have a time, dress up and stuff. So as well, a few people probably in the room, I was kind of shocked and speechless. And yeah, it was an amazing night.
It must have been fun to see you accept that award as well, Chadwick. What factors really came together to allow you to build a successful business?
You know, I think when I kind of had the idea, I kind of stepped back and thought, you know, well, if I'm going to do something here, I want to do it right. I don't want to just cut corners or do anything. So, you know, I really started myself just designing it and then researching the stores. So I was traveling across the country basically with Newfoundland cod skins in my suitcase and going into stores and saying, you know, hi, my name's Chad. You know, my family's from Newfoundland and this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring Newfoundland Labrador cod to the Canadian pet industry. So there was the need, and I thought the story for something more regionalized and national, but the zero plastic thing was really what struck me. When you walk into a pet retailer, it's really plastic bag dominated. You know, we all know where we're going here. So eventually we're going to get there. And for me, creatively, I thought that was the big challenge. How can I do something that looked and felt different? And I thought if I could solve that zero plastic issue and make something cool, I would kind of be on my way a little bit.
And hats off to you, because you cannot imagine how much, maybe you can, how much plastic comes home just from the grocery store alone. That's phenomenal. And Marie, why is it important for the Board of Trade to hold this Business Awards Gala?
I think for the reason, you know, Chad just described, when you hear about, and I think you started off with, you know, the doers and dreamers and difference makers, when you hear the stories of what, you know, innovators like Chad and entrepreneurs are doing in our province, it's so critical and imperative that we recognize and celebrate the ingenuity, the work, the dedication. You know, private businesses are so vital to our community and to our business environment. Giving them a night, recognizing the work, celebrating. You know, I keep saying to people, and I'm sure some of the social posts do it justice, the room was electric. You know, the business community coming together to celebrate each other, and it truly is a celebration. I mean, there are people who are competing against each other, who, you know, work in the same industry, are up for the same award nominations, but everyone is there that night celebrating each other and what we're doing as a community and the things that everyone is accomplishing. And I just think, you know, really taking time and intentionally recognize the fabulous things that are happening in our province and pushing our province forward and building our community is critical. And it is the Board of Trade's privilege to, you know, host this night and celebrate what, you know, the incredible things happening here.
And it's been great to chat with you both, just to look back at the gala and awards. And Chad, before we go here, any advice for anyone thinking of becoming their own boss?
Well, you kind of need nerves of steel a little bit, but, you know, you have to be passionate about it. You know, it's something that I have, you know, it's just a relentless pursuit every day. There is no 9 to 5. It's something, and that's not a bad thing. I thrive in that position. I want that pressure and I want to be consumed and going and trying to, you know, grow the brand in every way. So I'm not interested in shortcuts. So I don't think anybody should, if they want to be their own boss, they should really, they're going to have to dig deep and know that it's going to be every day that they're doing it.